You're listening to SBS News.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who has objected to Sweden and Finland joining NATO, held phone calls with the leaders of the two countries and discussed his concerns.
Bugün, bakın.
Since lunchtime, I have had various calls. I spoke to the Prime Minister of Sweden, President of Finland, and later with the Secretary General of NATO. Yesterday I spoke to the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. And the subject was obvious: Russia and Ukraine war, bilateral relations and others.
Ukrayna savaşı, ikili ilişkilerimiz vesaire.
By phone, Mr. Erdogan told Sweden's Prime Minister Magdalena Andersson and Finnish President Sauli Niinistö that Ankara expected concrete steps to address its concerns. He also said an arms exports embargo imposed on Turkey after its Syria incursion in 2019 should be lifted. Turkey says Sweden and Finland harbor people linked to the Kurdistan Workers' Party militant group and followers of Fethullah Gulen, whom Ankara accuses of orchestrating a 2016 coup attempt. All 30 NATO states, of which Turkey is one, must give their approval before a new member can be admitted and thus benefit from the collective security guarantee. Meanwhile, Ukraine has ruled out agreeing to a ceasefire with Russia and said Kyiv would not accept any deal with Moscow that involved ceding territory. Acknowledging that Kyiv's stance on the war was becoming more uncompromising, presidential adviser Mykhailo Podolyak said making concessions would backfire on Ukraine because Russia would hit back harder after any break in fighting.
Because any concession to the Russian Federation would instantly lead to an escalation of the war. So the war will not stop. It will just be put on pause for some time. After a while, with renewed intensity, the Russians will build up their weapons, manpower and work on their mistakes, modernize a little, fire many generals who are absolutely ineffective. This is Soviet level of generals, so the planning of the military operations and so on. They will fire the generals, try to modernize the general staff. And they'll start a new offensive, even more bloody and large scale, taking into account all mistakes.
Mr. Podolyak dismissed as very strange calls in the West for an urgent ceasefire that would involve Russian forces remaining in territory they have occupied in Ukraine's south and east.
A very strange stance, for us, is indeed appearing in the West, which is that in order to get out of the war, some concessions will probably have to be made to Mr. Putin, to the Russian Federation, including territorial concessions on the one hand, and on the other, to insist on an immediate ceasefire.
This comes as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said war will not be waged on Russian territory, but reminded the international community that the Donbass region remains sovereign to Ukraine. The leader said the price of tens or hundreds of thousands of lives was too high to surrender the territory. Mr. Zelensky asked for multiple launch rocket systems, saying there was U.S. resistance to providing long-range rockets, which he believes are key to Ukraine's success.
Everyone is afraid that Ukraine will somehow attack the Russian Federation. I want to remind everyone that we are waging war on our own territory, and even if someone from Europe or the world is used to Donbass being occupied territory of Russia and has already become accustomed that Russian passports are issued there, we would like to say that it is not very good custom. This is our territory. And we are going step by step and will go further to liberate our territory. You see, we just can't pay the price of tens or hundreds of thousands of lives, so we ask you to help us. These multiple launch rocket systems, which stand in some countries, just stand still, they are the key to our survival.
Mr. Zelensky says his army has inflicted serious damage on Russia's armed forces, despite the fall of Mariupol, which he says Ukraine will recapture. He said, however, that it would be very difficult and that diplomacy would need to follow. Meanwhile, Russia says it has taken full control of the southern city of Mariupol, but its invasion has stalled in other areas, and Ukraine has been bolstered by increasing arms supplies from its allies. This comes as a Russian airstrike hit a university building on Saturday in the town of Bakhmut in the Donetsk region. The rocket strike destroyed the Gorlivka University of Foreign Languages, blasting a crater next to the building. 71-year-old Alexander Suvorov witnessed the strike.
I don't know. It was an explosion. Here it landed. There. That is where the crater is. It blew all of this out. The wall was gone. I cannot close the doors anymore. What?
Russia also intensified an offensive in the Donbas region of eastern Ukraine. After ending weeks of resistance by the last Ukrainian fighters in Mariupol, Russia is waging what appears to be a major offensive in Luhansk, one of the two provinces in Donbas. Russian forces besieged the city at the beginning of their invasion as it sought to capture Ukraine's second-largest city. All over Ukraine, thousands of people have been killed, millions have been displaced, and towns and cities have been devastated since Russia invaded on the 24th of February. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.